Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
...of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq. I mean, of Ukraine.
Are you fucking with me?
I am just disagreeing with you!
In America, we have the freedom of speech, the right to disagree!
Any human being, anywhere, is well within his right to do whatever is necessary, by any means necessary, to protect his life and property, especially in a country where the federal government itself has proven that it is either unable or unwilling to protect the lives and property of those human beings.
This is war, period.
Jesus said, let your yes be yes and your no, no. Anything more comes from the evil one. Think about that. Even in the words you speak, there is a boundary. You don't need to embellish. You don't need to argue. You don't need to defend.
All right, what's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show. I'm here with Julio. What's up, Julio?
Shalom.
You a Jew now?
I am. Well, we already talked that I am 2% Jewish or something like that, I think.
I told you, supposedly my mom's real dad was a Jew. But she was adopted by my grandfather, who was full-blooded Indian. And nobody knows the real guy. He kind of took off, but he was supposedly a Jew.
Interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, that's enough about Jews.
Yeah, we don't want to get too canceled.
But Brian has a different take on some of this stuff. Like, you know, he wasn't wrong. You know, he just looks at it from a different lens, I think. You know what I mean? Like, I like what he brings. And I think everybody's got, like, so like when you go to work and you meet people and you might meet someone like, oh, this guy's got like a touch of, maybe he's on the spectrum. He's got a little bit of autism, maybe. I think I've got a little bit of schizophrenia. I think that's where, you know what I mean? Like when you meet conspiracy people, it's a little bit of schizo, just a little.
I'm on all sorts of spectrums, I guess. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So what are you doing now? Is it a factory or what?
It's a warehouse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't want to really talk about work either. I get it. But I was just, I don't even know exactly what it is. So it's warehouse work. All right.
Yeah, it's we're running 11-hour schedules now.
Nice. I wish I was. I'm doing nines.
Yeah. Usually we do tens, so it's just one extra hour, but man, that extra hour definitely feels heavy, you know, at the end of the day.
It's nice on payday though.
Correct. So
shit.
It's a worth the investment, and I'm glad I can wear my headphones, I can listen to music and podcast and stuff like that.
That's what I do. I'm not supposed to, but I just wear like a hat that covers my ears. I shouldn't even be talking about that. It's stupid. Who cares? I've got you know, hearing aids that are Bluetooth.
I know.
What are they going to do? Tell me I can't wear my hearing aids? It's like, yeah. I can do what I want to do.
You got a class action lawsuit there.
Right. Discrimination.
Yeah, on your disability.
Did you look at the group thing on Instagram that Clem just sent?
I sometimes I don't open those, some of those things.
Oh, this one was pretty funny, and it's true.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me look. How do I get to it? Wait. I'm going to have to share the screen so you can see it.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been laying low on social media. Just hanging in the back, not really doing much.
Well, I'm only on Instagram. You know that.
Yeah.
It says, Mom. Mom is saying, what time will you be here for Thanksgiving?
You said you got better at this with Brian, bro. Share the sound.
Oh!
I got you.
Gotta be joking. Man.
You were all bragging about it.
I know, man. Share the screen. Yeah, you're right. I forgot to share the sound. Damn it. All right. Mom, what time will you be here for Thanksgiving dinner? Me.
9 a.m. I'm going to be high as a kite by then.
Oh, yeah.
How
do I get out of this shit?
9 a.m.
Christ, help me. Please, Christ, God. Okay.
That is funny.
Yeah.
You know what?
It's true.
I would say.
Imagine somebody telling me not to drink on Thanksgiving. Fuck out of my house.
Don't drink.
I mean, I'd be coming down to the garage, that's all.
Yeah. So with being able to listen to podcasts, I was dude, I was listening to I forget who it was, but they were talking about like cannabis,
yeah,
and weed.
Uh huh.
So I've kind of been like I've been on this journey, I guess, with finding out information about it. So, did you know that the Chinese have a major stake in the cannabis industry here in the United States? Like, not only are we using chemicals that they ship that are banned here in the United States, you know, on these plants, and then we're selling it to people and they're smoking it, they're putting it in their bodies in various ways. But they're also bringing their own people here, buying real estate and setting up grow houses in states where it's illegal, where it hasn't been legalized yet.
Oh, yeah.
And they're loading them up with like dirty chemicals. And so, like, you ask yourself, like, why are the Chinese doing this? Like, honestly, like, weed is not a big profit kind of thing, I would say, to like a country like China. I think they do bigger things. But on the podcast, it was brought up that China plays the slow game. They just wait. You know, here's the United States spending a bunch of money in all these other countries, you know, creating deficits in our economy, while the Chinese just kind of sit back, you know, do their own thing. So what they do is they influence the other countries. They influence the countries of the enemies. So what better war strategy than creating a generation or multiple generations of able-bodied young men who are so stoned, they would rather sit in their parents' basement playing PlayStation?
Well, that's China.
Yeah.
And Japan. I mean, that's how the Japanese are. They don't even want to fuck. They just want to play video games.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. That is called the Hikikomoris. And it's because Japan does not have enough women for the men. Like, there's multiple generations of men in Japan that will never have the opportunity, just based on their population and ratio of male to female, that they will never be able to get married or be with a woman.
Huh. Japan must be a lot like China, because I remember China Remember they had the one child policy?
Yeah.
And most people wanted a son as opposed to a daughter. So who knows what happened to some of these female babies? You know what I mean? But going back to that, it doesn't really add up, because to keep a population just level, the average woman is supposed to have like 2.5 children. Now, if they're only having one child per couple, they should be declining rapidly. But they claim that they've got China's got the one of the biggest populations on Earth. Mm-hmm. That doesn't add up. The math ain't mathing. So what do you think's going on there? Are they lying, or?
Yeah, it's deception.
Right.
You know, that's a psychological one, but I really do believe 100% that is their strategy. Is they've been trying to make us weak, and it makes perfect like strategic sense. And then the other thing I heard about it is the damage that it does to your brain. Like are there situations where cannabis is good for you? Is a good thing? Yes. Like, for example, like if you have cancer and you're going through chemo and you haven't been able to eat, you know, glaucoma, it is a medicine. But right. the use of it becoming so normalized, you know, like in a recreational way, kind of downplays all the dangers. And it's funny, like they really don't talk about it. Like there's always the, you know, there's the alcohol lobby that lobbies for alcohol and tries to prohibit cannabis, which is kind of what's going on with this hemp product CBD thing that they just passed recently, that, you know, that Senate or House passed to make it illegal, or to have it just be very minimal. Yeah. In terms of the percentages. But I don't know. So my point is, like, the point of that, of the last part, is that they were, the second you downplay something and make it seem less dangerous, you start having issues.
Yeah.
And so I don't know.
I don't mess around with weed. Of course, I have in the past. I've done a lot of drugs, but I think it's funny. You got drinkers and you got smokers, and then you got a lot of people that do both. But potheads in general, if they only smoke, a lot of them, it's like a war. Like, potheads hate drinkers, you know, because they can walk. We can walk down the street drinking. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's crazy that they can even do this divide and conquer on, you know, things like drinking and smoking weed. It's like they've got them, you know, jealous at people who can drink, you know. But I mean, at one point you couldn't even, you know, drinking was illegal. And during the Prohibition, a lot of people think that had to do with the Rockefellers, because people were distilling their own. I think we might have brought this up on a show, but people were fermenting their own alcohol and running their cars on it. Mm-hmm. And that's what a lot of what Prohibition had to do with. But they didn't care if people were just getting pissed drunk, and they just didn't want people to stop buying their gasoline.
That's wild. Right. Yeah. So the other point on this podcast I was listening to was,
let me ask you something real quick.
Yeah.
I think I know what kind of podcast this was, or perhaps even exactly which one it was. Would people consider him to be a Fed?
I don't know. I don't know who you're talking about.
Okay,
does
never
he,
mind.
Does he look like Aleister Crowley?
Wow. No. Who's this? Who is it?
They say Joe Rogan looks like Aleister Crowley.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
But it was not on Joe Rogan.
Okay.
But that's another interesting conspiracy, because why is Joe Rogan so popular? Why do so many people follow him? Why is he so influential?
I know, man, because he's really not that interesting to listen to, you know? He just sits there and goes, that's wild. And I'm like, how? Yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was actually on Tucker Carlson.
Oh, I didn't even know he was still going.
Yeah. Did you hear him and Candace were supposed to be the next targets after Charlie?
Wow. I guess I could see that.
And then supposedly Candace actually got word from a French official that the Macrons were actually coming for her and set up like a special forces unit. Yeah.
Come on now.
They say corny. They say Candace is going crazy. I really don't know what to believe. I really don't. That's kind of goes back to why I've been staying low on off of like social media. I'm not even like concerned anymore about some of these things, you know, like I'm just watching it play out. You know, I think there's better things to spend your time on than trying to play along to their little game or trying to figure it out.
Right, right. Going back to Rogan, you're saying he looks like Crowley. He kind of does. He's not a handsome man, but I mean, I do like his show, man. He has good guests on and stuff. It's not a bad show, but I mean, does it deserve to get the numbers that it does? I don't know. But you heard about Barbara Bush, right?
Yeah.
So she was supposedly, it's kind of the same situation as Justin Trudeau. You know, they say his mom was real, always hanging around with Castro and all touchy-feely and everything. That's the same thing with Barbara Bush. I guess her mom, or was it her? No, I don't know. That's going back a ways. But it was the same deal, basically. So that's all, you know. All right, I got to go get me another refill. I'm going to pause. All right, we're back. By the way, it's November 23rd, 2025. Right now it's going on 7:24 a.m. I just went up to get some more coffee, and I seen the sun's coming up. That's a good thing, because I got to go. I got to change my daughter's oil before church, the other one. So I think I talked about, I've got, all right, people, I've got like four daughters. All right. So if I just said that a couple weeks ago, that was a different one. She came up to me last night. When somebody springs it on you, like right after work, like I've been worked all week, you know, I was looking forward to coming home, relaxing, drinking some beer. I was a good boy all week, didn't drink. All I could think about was chilling. First thing she says when I get home, can you change my oil? I got to drive to Lima. I'm like, I got stressed out. And I said, well, I thought we talked about this the other day. I told you I was going to do it Sunday morning. She's like, well, I'm leaving tonight. All of a sudden, I just went into, you know, because you feel as a dad and a husband, you feel like you got to take care of all that kind of stuff. But I didn't know she had plans to go out of town. And, but she wound up, okay. I wound up doing it this morning, and she decided not to leave, man. But I got pissed, man. I'm like, but I got to do that here as soon as we're done. So it's good to see the sun coming up. And of course, after that, I got to go to church. The Browns don't play till 4 o'clock today. They're playing out in Vegas. They're playing the Raiders. The Raiders. The Raiders suck. So if they lose this, Stefanski's walking on eggshells right now. If they lose this game, he should be fired. But I say that every week, and they lose and he doesn't get fired. I don't know what, I don't know if he's blowing the owner or what.
Speaking of blowing, did you hear about about Bubba?
Bubba? That's the name for someone in jail. What's Bubba? Who's Bubba?
Trump blowing Bubba.
No idea. What Bill
Clinton.
What?
Yeah, there was like a leaked Epstein email.
Yeah.
Where that was the topic. Something was mentioned about that.
All right. Who's blowing who now? Say that one more time.
There was a leaked Epstein email that said Trump was blowing Bubba.
Talking about Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
I don't really get it, but what does that, what was the context or was there none?
There really wasn't none. I didn't really look too much into it, but when you said Clinton, it made me think about it. And then you hear that, I don't know, the Clintons actually got brought in to get questioned or something.
I find that hard to believe. Where are you getting this information?
Well, I don't think they got brought in, but they said that they refused to testify or something or answer some questions.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Crypto's crashing.
Yeah.
All my life savings is going to shit. No, I'm just kidding. It's just a hobby. Oh, boy. I don't know.
So I was listening. So let me ask you about this. I know your kids are not, like, young.
Yeah.
But you ever heard of this group called 764?
No. What's that about?
So it was started by a 15-year-old boy like online, like Roblox and Minecraft shit. And it became a way to be able to coerce other teenagers to harm themselves. So for example, imagine like you have your 8-year-old daughter and she has a Minecraft account or a Roblox account. Let's go with Roblox. And so you look at it and it's just like funny characters on the screen, you know, like playing games. But oftentimes there's older guys on there or older people. And or in fact, even still teenagers, you know, or younger, but they have evil intentions. So this gang promotes like self-harm. This gang will make you think that they're going to, like, first off, they trick you. You know, they try to act like, you know, like, are you depressed? Do you need mental health? You know, join this group so that we can help you. But then what they do is they target the most vulnerable kids. And they'll have them do, like, all these challenges, like carving the username of the groomer into their skin. And I'm not talking like little scratches. It's deep, like bloody, nasty looking shit. Or they will have to go kill somebody or throw a brick through somebody's house or all these other really weird challenges to join this group. And it's kind of really weird. Like, really, I suggest you look into it. Again, it's called the 764. Yes.
Yeah.
And you know what? And I find it kind of funny right now that there's this whole thing with kids going like 6'7", 6'7".
Yeah, what is that about?
I have no fucking clue. I don't get it. But when I heard about the 7'6" group, it really made me think. Like, a lot of kids have lost their lives. A lot of kids have gone to jail because of this shit. And Roblox isn't doing anything. In fact, Roblox sent a cease and desist letter to a child predator poacher.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, to
Well, we
stop
talked
catching.
about that before. They, why isn't the intelligence groups doing anything about this? You would think the main goal is to protect our kids, but sometimes it really doesn't seem like that, does it?
No, not at all. Yeah, it's really messed up. Like, people are setting themselves on fire, murdering their pets, all under the threat of like they'll convince a kid to send nude pics, and then they'll try to leverage those nude pics. Like, oh, if you don't do this, or if you don't listen, if you don't follow what we tell you to do, we're gonna send these pictures to your family.
Well, that doesn't. I mean, that sounds just like the way the government and the intelligence agencies started. I mean, J. Edgar Hoover was famously a cross-dresser. And back then, I mean, today it's not that big of a deal. It's pretty common. But back then, he would have been destroyed. And I think him running the FBI, that's how the powers that be got him to do what they wanted to do, because they had that information on him. And he was basically, he had to serve their beck and call because of the things that he did off the scene, But is it really kids? That's the question.
No, it's a combination. Like, adults have infiltrated this group.
Right.
Yeah. So that's the thing. So that kind of goes into that whole predator thing. Like, the largest, like, ch children's platform in the whole world, children's game, is more worried about protecting the predators than it is about ensuring the safety of the kids. So
Right.
if you're having your kid, like, play these games, like, it's much more than you think. Like, it's amazing you can give a kid an iPad or whatever and they get distracted by this stuff, but you really have to pay attention.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, both of our kids are pretty much grown, but I mean, it still needs to be talked about, and it's not going to get any better. It's probably going to get worse. What is? Oh, never mind. So you got your background blurred, and looked like you had like a bouquet of flowers tucked in your shirt or something. Right. It's off topic.
What, I'm like going to homecoming. I got one of those like flower things.
It looked like it was out coming out your back or some.
Oh, I see it, that red thing over here. Yeah.
All right. Now it is. So did you hear me? You listened to the one from Friday, right? There it is. The show from Friday.
Yeah.
I've been listening to Bill Cooper. I listen to podcasts all day, but man, that listening to that is something else. What platform do you use?
Spotify.
It should be on there, man. Somebody downloaded all his old radio shows, man. It's interesting, but it's depressing because you know what I mean? He's like, that's he's the guy that Alex Jones is trying to be, I feel like. And he, it's just depressing, man. It feels like everything's falling, coming down and falling apart on top of us, man. But it's interesting to listen to, but I don't want to, I can only do like one episode a day and then I got to listen to something else or I'm going to start crying.
Dude, that's how I felt about the Roblox thing, man.
Yeah, that's, it is, man. But you gotta hope that a lot of kids are too smart to fall for that type of stuff. But a lot of them aren't too, so.
Yeah, I think it's better to hope that there are families that foster good relationships with their kids, you know, between the parents and the kids, where if the kid gets in a situation like this, they feel comfortable enough to come to the parent.
Right.
You know, instead of trying to listen, you know, to whatever the groomer is trying to get them to do, just go up and tell your mom and dad.
Right.
You know?
Right. My wife is really good at that. Not so much me, because men really just want to look for a solution, right? They want to, it's our job to fix things. So the first thing, my daughter starts telling me somebody's bothering her online, the first thing I want to do is commit an act of violence and go find these people, right? But my wife, she's good at, she's wise about this stuff, you know, like, you know, think it through. Don't, you know, here, you have to, I can't even come up. If she was here in person, I would say, tell us what we should do in this. But see, I can't, because all I want to do is go hurt these people. But now she talks to our kids about that stuff, and it seems to help.
Yeah.
She's always got wise words as opposed to violence.
I mean, that is kind of how it works in my house too. Right. You know, if it goes through my wife, and then if it needs to be escalated, then it gets brought up to me.
Right. Right. Same. Yep.
Yeah. There was a kid she was, that my daughter was talking to, nothing major, just innocent. And the kid was kind of psycho.
Oh yeah, I've I've had that several times. More so back home, because it was more so in the hood and everything, but I've had it. I'll give you an example. So my older daughter back home, she brought this kid over she started messing around with this kid. And, you know, my wife, well, why don't you bring him over for dinner? And she told me, and I'm like, yeah, whatever, man. If you think that's a good idea, I already don't like him. You know, typically you just don't like people if they're dating your daughter, you don't like them at all. And then once they start coming around and I guess he's all right. You never really like anybody in that, at least me in that situation. It just comes to the point where you're like, oh, I guess I can put up with him. He hasn't done anything wrong yet. So that she invites this kid over. And so we're talking. I say, well, where do you go to school at? Or do you go to the same school as my daughter? Well, no, I go to this special school. And I'm like, never heard of it. Why do you go there? Well, I have anger issues. And I just looked at my wife like, why did you bring this piece of shit in my house? You know what I mean? And he wound up being in trouble, man. And it sucks, because you can't beat up a teenage kid. I mean, what do you do, man? It sucks, but I don't even know how we got talking about this. What are we doing?
Yeah, no, this guy was even after everything was kind of broken off, he was trying to still reach her through her friends on Snapchat and shit. And my wife ended up calling the parents and talking to them about it.
Yeah.
And they did a good job of, you know, putting a halt to it.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, because usually if a kid's a piece of shit, a lot of times his parents are a piece of shit.
Yeah, no, he was like he was like the sheriff of a small town.
Okay.
East of here.
That doesn't mean anything, but okay. That doesn't mean he's a good guy. You listened to did you listen to the one we did on the Fourth Amendment?
Yeah.
Okay. It just reminds me of that. Because there are bad cops, but there's mostly, I like to think it's mostly good guys, but we all know it's not, especially if you watch movies. Let's talk about that. So for the Fourth Amendment episode, I put Denzel Washington picture from Training Day for the episode image. What other movies can come to mind where a cop is just a total piece of shit? There is a dog barking out there. It's pissing me right off.
I don't know. I was gonna say, like, I don't know, Super Troopers for some reason comes up, but they're not pieces of shit. They're just kind of funny.
Goofy, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Lorenzo from Training Day was an absolute piece of shit.
The Substitute. And the movie The Substitute.
Was that Behringer?
I think so, yeah.
He was a piece of shit?
No, he wasn't a piece of shit. He was the Substitute, I think. But the cops and the school administration and everything were all corrupt.
Oh, I got one. Ray Liotta, when he started stalking his neighbor's wife. What movie was that? Shit. All right, hold up. All right, we're back. I had to Google it. It's an unlawful entry. Ray Liotta is he's a cop. Of course, at the beginning of the movie, he was a good dude. And then you could tell he wanted to bang his neighbor's wife. And so he started like breaking into their house and doing all kinds of shit. And Kurt Russell was the husband. I can't remember who the wife was, but yeah, stuff like that.
I brought up Leon the Professional.
No, what's that?
It's about a hitman. It's got John Reno, Natalie Portman when she was like 12, and it's got Gary Oldman. Gary Oldman plays a cop, and he's pretty corrupt. And yeah, he's just kind of wild. Great, great movie.
Yeah, there's so many of them. You just got to think through the library in your brain. It's like it happens all the time. It's Hollywood, man, is really a terrible thing. All right, I got to get a refill.
All right.
You think of some more movies that involve shitty cops.
Yeah.
All right, we're back. Sorry, go ahead.
So I Googled, you know how we were talking about like what movies have corrupt cops?
Yeah.
All right. So this is what I found. Hold on.
Jesus, there's a whole bunch of them.
The Place Beyond the Pines, 999, Training Day,
Drive. Training Day was right there at top. He was a piece of shit.
American Gangster, Pride and Glory, LA Confidential, Copland. Leon, there's Leon the Professional, the one that I was talking about. Brooklyn's Finest, Serpico.
I see unlawful entry down there at the bottom.
Yep. Yeah, I know. That's what I was going to say. Yep, there is Ray Liotta.
What's right next? What's that one there on the end? Two doors, two down from unlawful entry. That looks familiar. No, up there. Two over from that. You see where it says safe?
Yeah.
What's next to that?
Gang related.
Okay, never mind. Harlem Nights. Oh, yeah. You remember that white cop was a piece of shit, of course, because it was a black movie. Hey, we used to joke around about that. Remember that one, the one white cop, he fell in love with the black chick?
No.
Because the cop kind of looked like one of our friends. His name was Wamsley. That's his last name. We all called each other by our last name. And the dude looked like, a cop looked like Wamsley. And so this black chick comes into the bar that he's at, and he goes, "Man, I don't usually go for black chicks, but she's fucking beautiful." And so my buddy's like, "Man, that dude looks like Wamsley." All right. Anyway. Enough about bad cops. I don't know, man. I think Lorenzo takes the cake, though, on training day.
Yeah, it's a good one.
But he said it was so... I mean, he set that shit up. It was just such a evil plot, man. But then it makes you feel like there's nothing you can do about it, but...
Oh, I'm surprised. You know which other movie I didn't see on there? Man on Fire.
Is that Denzel too?
Yeah.
He wasn't the cop though, right?
No. Well, he's an ex-cop that becomes a bodyguard. But I think Mark Anthony, the singer.
No, I don't know.
No. He's not a cop. I think he's just like a gangster or something. That's another good one.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could talk about that all day.
Yeah.
That's what Hollywood's all about. All right, let me go back here. All right, I got a clip. Share the sound. Oops, I fucked up already.
Supposed to eat three meals a day? Did you know that? Well, here's what I found. In real human history, people ate when food was available, not because the clock said it was time. Some days they feasted, other days nothing. It wasn't until the late 1800s that breakfast, lunch, and dinner became a rule, pushed by industrial work schedules and food companies that made billions keeping you eating all day. Cereal companies told you breakfast is the most important meal. Snack companies taught you to graze from morning to night. That became the norm, but constant eating keeps your body in storage mode, locking away fat. And never switching on deep repair systems like autophagy, your body's natural way of clearing out damaged cells. Fasting, whether you're skipping breakfast or going 24 hours, gives your body a break from digesting so it can repair, reset, and burn stored energy. Our ancestors didn't need gins or detox programs. They had fasting built into their lifestyle. We traded that for a system that gives you food you don't need, sells you food you don't need at times. You're not even hungry. Why are you eating? Let me answer that. Because you've been programmed, it's time to wake up. And not to mention, it slowly breaks you down or kills you. Fasting isn't a trend. Eating nonstop is. Your body was designed for feast and repair, not breakfast, lunch, and disease. We were never supposed to.
Huh. Yeah, you know I believe in that.
Yeah.
But Sundays is my... I use work to for my fasting. Like, typically on a normal day, I'll eat from about 4 o'clock till 8 o'clock. So I'm fasting about 20 hours a day. But on a Sunday, I'll be eating all day because I'm off work. I'm looking forward to watching football and drinking beer and eating like a pig and being just a piece of shit all day. But I got to change my daughter's oil. I got to, like, when I went up to get coffee, I was saying that reminded me, because I seen some boxes now. My wife's ordering all kinds of stuff from Amazon. And when I moved out here from the city, the trash bins are smaller. So I don't want to throw, like, even any from Amazon boxes all the way down to like a cereal box. I just save that stuff and I'll burn it later because the trash bins are smaller and I don't want to be stuck with garbage that I can't fit in the bin. You know what I mean? So I got to, after I change the oil, I got to burn some stuff. And then I'm looking forward to football. How about you? I remember you said you used to be a Ravens fan, but I don't really see it.
Yeah, no, I got my lunch bag is a Ravens bag. I got a jersey.
I don't really do jerseys. What jersey is it? Lamar Jackson?
Yeah.
See, I don't like wearing another man's name on my back, but that's all good. That's, you can have that shit.
No, like I said, I got off work at 6. I went in at 6:30 last night.
Uh-huh.
Got off at 6. Doing the podcast now. I'm going to go to church at 11. And then at 12 something, I'm going to meet one of my best friends who's coming in from out of town to go for breakfast or brunch.
What part, where are they coming from?
Like Cleveland area, Lakewood.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know Lakewood.
And then I got to be back at work at 6:30 till 6 again.
So that's right. What now? What's your schedule?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Night. So from like 6 to 6?
6:30 to 5 normally.
6:30 p.m. to 5 a.m.?
Yeah.
Thursday through Sunday.
Yep. And then my overtime day is on Tuesday.
Okay.
But I've been picking up or trying to pick up like extra shifts.
This is Conspiracy Soldiers, by the way. I'll post it on both, but I mean, we really should cut out the drinking and cussing anyway. I've been cussing my ass off this whole morning, so I don't know what I'm talking about, but I mean.
I am not drinking. I'm not smoking. And I don't think I've cussed very much today.
Oh, aren't you a good boy?
Yeah, I know.
Right. No, I will post this episode on both podcasts, but I don't know. I don't even know what that was about.
Kind of random.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was basically talking to you because I remember we were doing the other show on Sunday mornings, but whatever. All right. Let me see what else I got. I'm about ready to go change that oil unless you got some other things.
Well, the holidays are coming up. I know that. And,
I don't think we'll be recording at all next weekend.
Okay.
So I'm taking a little vacation. So it's me and my wife's anniversary on the 28th. It's also my daughter's birthday, but she's the one that lives in New York. And, so I'll be going out of town next weekend. So I'm taking a break And the listeners get a break from us. Well deserved.
Yeah. Yeah, Thanksgiving will be good. Thanksgiving is always a good time.
Oh, yeah. Football, beer, food, family. What more could you ask?
So. I wish we had a Thanksgiving music, though. Like, we have music for Christmas.
Well, it's Christmas music. That's already started. You turn the radio on, it's already playing Christmas music.
We have Halloween music.
Same. It starts right around Halloween. 4th of July
music, Valentine's Day music.
Well, you could argue some 4th of July music, like some Toby Keith type of shit.
Okay, name one turkey song.
Turkey song?
Yeah. Or other than the gobble, 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 gobble thing.
See, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Don't know.
There ain't none. That's a whole genre of music I need to kind of like take over.
Yeah, why don't you make your own?
Thanksgiving music. But, dude, I've been really getting into these dang songs sang by specific people. And it's really funny. Listen to this one. This is.
We're not going to get a strike, are we?
No. No, no, not this one. That was the wrong one. There we are. No, no copyright strike on this one.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, a ring a ting a ting a ling a too. Ding a ling a ding a ding. But it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with a Jew.
Sounds like you said a sleigh ride together with Jews.
Oh my God. I could listen to.
That's a good question, though, because that was Jingle Bells. But can we get in trouble for that?
No, I don't think so. I think that's. It's free now. You know what I mean?
I don't know. You would think it's been sang by so many different people. Who cares?
Okay, hold on. Is Jingle Bells public domain? Yes.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Well, what else is then? I didn't know there was the only one I know is House of the Rising Sun.
Really?
Yeah, that's it was made so long ago that people like who was it? The Animals that redid it.
Yeah.
But nobody really knows. It's so old that nobody really knows where it came from. So nobody can copyright it. But I didn't know there was other public domain music. So what else? Jingle Bells, you say?
So it's any song or musical work published in 1929 or earlier.
Huh. All right. There's a lot of old music. Now, that's the other thing. Now, I spent a lot of time with my grandparents, my grandfather in particular. And so I would ride in the car with him and he had that old ass music on the radio all the time. You know, like your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Boom. So, and that's what I listened to when I was a kid, because I was always with my grandpa. Right. So then like when I started going to elementary school, I was like the weird kid. Because, you know, other kids had like Iron Maiden t-shirts. And I'm thinking to myself, like, who the fuck is Iron Maiden? You know what I mean? And and I'm. But then those are the kids that started smoking weed when they were like in the sixth grade and shit. And I'm like, I didn't do that. I just waited till I was about 15 and then I started drinking heavily. Mostly on the weekends back then. And then it got to be got to be problematic after I got out of the Army. And now I'm back to trying to just do it on the weekends. But today is going to be football is my weakness. When I'm watching football, I'm pounding beers like it's a every Sunday is a party during football season for me. So, and last night I was watching college. I bet on these games. That's part of the problem too.
Oh yeah.
So yeah. So far this weekend I'm batting zero. I haven't hit a single bet yet. I'm going to try again today on the NFL.
Yeah, I have a couple friends that do that on like FanDuel or whatever. Yep. BetKing or some shit like that.
They got DraftKings. I'm on FanDuel. And so far, I'm doing all right. I haven't had to deposit more than one time. I started out the beginning of the year with $50, and I'm sitting at about 70 right now. So I'm going to try to add to that today. All right, man.
Yeah, good catching up, man.
Yeah. So I'm going to go change the oil and get all that done and then go to church. So you have a good day at church. Everybody else out there, too. Actually, I'm probably not going to put this out until maybe I might put it out today. I don't know if I got time. Go burn some boxes and leaves. Now they collected up the leaves, man. I kept putting it off because I still had a little bit of leaves on the tree. So I'm like, ah. And then all these people were putting, I don't really pay attention to my city website. Well, usually I just watch what everybody else is doing. A lot of times they're wrong. I'm like, oh, they're putting that out too early. But I was wrong this time because they already collected it up. So I'm just going to have to burn mine. Hopefully somebody doesn't call the fire department because it usually makes a lot of smoke when you burn leaves.
Yeah.
And then they'll get here and I'll probably be half drunk. Like, okay, call the cops. This guy's a hazard to society. I will see.
Yeah.
All right. Got anything else, Julio?
No.
All right.
A great blessed day.
Yep.
And tomorrow's going to be an even better day.
That's right.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
So any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints, conspiracysoldiers@yahoo.com, conspiracysoldiers on YouTube, Instagram, Rumble. I've been putting it out on Rumble.
Huh.
And the phone number is 313-583-7646. Did you just text me?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, who the hell is texting me at 8 o'clock in the morning? All right. Is it important? Or is it?
You can look at it.
I mean, does it need to be looked at before we end this?
Maybe.
Oh, fuck.
No, I'm kidding.
All right. Any last words?
Nope. I'm tired. All
right. God bless America. Conspiracy soldiers is going dark.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. from plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.